Hello again there, folks. Well, I recently spent a pleasant afternoon watching the 1953 movie War of the Worlds, which is based on A.G. Wells' novel of the same title. And when the ugly alien thing actually came on the screen, I was quite surprised at how much it looked like E.T. from Steven Spielberg's 1983 movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial. And then when I thought further into it, it's almost as if Steven Spielberg's movie is a complete inversion of the War of the Worlds. And in War of the Worlds, obviously, the message is that the aliens have come from Mars, and they're here to destroy you, and you have to be extra suspicious and wary of the other, of the outsider, of the alien, the foreign. And it has some lovely scenes of Americana from the 1950s as well, which gets it going. It's really a movie of the white patriarchy, let's say, the European patriarchy of the 50s ideal that we hear so much about. But in this case, it was the Cold War was getting off to a really up and running, and so that the aliens were basically a stand-in for the USSR, for communists, and in that way, these were the invaders that had to be fought against. But that message was still there in the movie. When we get a Steven Spielberg's movie in from 1983, then the message is it's almost like the message of the 1953 movie is being turned inside out. Now, when we look at War of the Worlds, what you see is that there's almost no children in it, and it's all authority figures. It's the military, it's scientists. There's one woman in it, and she mainly pours the coffee and runs around screaming throughout the whole movie. And then you've got the president and all of his advisors. There's all no children in it at all. And then there's obviously the aliens. They're doing everything they can to destroy these aliens, and nothing works. When we get to Steven Spielberg's movie, it's completely the opposite. Now, the authority figures in E.T., they are the enemy. And what a lot of people don't realise, and I didn't either on the first viewing of it, was that the way Steven Spielberg shot E.T. is that the adults are almost always, you don't actually see their faces, it cuts off. So you see it from the perspective of Elliot and E.T., and it never really, the adults are, what he's done there is frame it so that the adults and the authority figures in America, they are now the other. They are now the outsider who has to be feared and fought against, and the actual alien is the one that you have to have sympathy for, that you have to care for. So it's a complete inversion of the standard messaging, not just of War of the Worlds, but in of a more healthy time when people were actually told and expected to fear and be very suspicious of the outsider. Steven Spielberg takes that message, for whatever reason, I'll leave that for the viewers to decide, and turns it inside out. So now, children in particular, have more sympathy for the outsider than what they do for the authority figures. The authority figures are the enemy to be feared. And on the Wikipedia page, after the fact, he has said that it's a message of tolerance, but that didn't used to be there, because I thought about doing a post or a video on this for a long time. And it used to be where Spielberg used to say that E.T. was based on George Lucas's dog or something like that. It wasn't the message. He didn't actually come out and say that it was this message of tolerance of the other, but now it is there. So, whatever the case, the point is that traditionally, the message that would be sent to children with a message that's sent in the 1953 War of the Worlds is that you have to have respect for authority, you have to do your duty, and you have to fight valiantly against the enemy, and the enemy is the outsider. In the Steven Spielberg's, the authority figures have become the enemy, and then the other, the alien, who is a curious little goblin creature, by the way. He is then to be so loved and taken care of that he actually forms a symbiotic relationship with the boy. And if these authority figures tear them apart, then they'll both die. And of course, in the end, the children save the alien from the authority figures. And when they do appear on camera, finally, they're wearing these huge astronaut suits, so that they are the alien now. You barely ever see their faces. And then the children get ET, and he goes off and flies away. But the message is that the children have beaten the authority figures. The system is to be beaten, and this what matters is that you have compassion and you have sympathy for the other, for the alien and the foreign. Very interesting to consider when you think of Steven Spielberg. And then even more so when about 10 years after that, 20 years after that, he actually remade War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise in it. Now that would be a different video altogether. But what would it mean? What would to be told in 1950s as a young man that the messaging was do your duty, be loyal to the authority figures, be loyal to the system, and beware of the other. We get into the 1980s and the message is completely turned inside out. What does the effect of that have on the youth? On young men who are looking at that. Well, they're going to leave, on the one hand, they're going to leave the cinema with loyalty to their own and suspicion of the outsiders, which is a universal norm, by the way. It's a universal norm to view the other and the outsider with suspicion. You leave the cinema in 1983 as a young boy, and after watching Spielberg's ET, and what you're then going to do is look at authority, look at the police, look at the government, look at all of these officials, look at adults in general with suspicion, but then have much more empathy for the outsider and for the alien. Very interesting how they do that in Hollywood. Very interesting indeed. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll catch you later.